Hi there. In the first run of these 15 podcasts, each episode will be published every Tuesday from noon GMT. Happy listening. Welcome to episode 11 of Douse Your Way to Psychic Power. Previously, we looked at how power objects become power objects, and we checked out how our body can tell truth from lies. In this episode, we look at water, the elixir of life. And why do I have this pain? And how dowsing can keep us in perfect health. We talked in previous episodes of the importance of being properly hydrated. This means drinking enough water on a regular basis. Water is another taken-for-granted miracle substance. You may not realise it, but it can hold the key to your future health and good fortune. In the Western world, water is such an underrated and underappreciated liquid. In third world countries and Africa, having water is literally a lifesaver. But aside from it being essential to sustain life, it is a miraculous, yes, miraculous substance. Every psychic should know the magic of water. Here are some ways in which water is magical, even mystical. Every one of water's properties is unique, and they don't easily fit into the general laws of physics. According to science, water has 67 anomalous properties. Water expands when cooled, the opposite of all other substances. Water has the highest surface tension of all liquids. Water is the only substance on Earth that exists in three different states: solid, liquid, and gas. Water is the most powerful solvent on Earth. Water can rise up hundreds of feet into the air in trunks of giant trees against tens of atmospheres. How? Because of water, a plant shoot at the moment of germination can develop 400 atmospheres of pressure and can easily break through asphalt. Water molecules cluster like little magnets, and these clusters have a memory. Water records the whole history of its relationship with the world as if on magnetic tape. Water, of course, remains water, but its structure, like a nervous system, reacts to any irritation. Water responds to subtle energy, which explains the phenomenon of homeopathy, where, while not a physical vestige of a substance remains in the solution, the electromagnetic signature of the substance remains active. These are just a few of the unique properties of water. Where the properties of water become of interest to the psychic is where it demonstrates it's sensitive to human emotions. Positive emotions projected towards water increases the water's energy. Negative emotion decreases the water's energy and creates radical changes in its qualities. This is why underground streams become the black lines of geopathic stress. The water has picked up negative emotions and continues to feed them along its path. These negative energies could be hundreds of years old, and if water can pick up and store emotion, it's the water content in every human being that makes that person transmitter and receiver of good and bad vibrations. Humans are about 70% water. So whatever resonances are in the environment that might affect water will also affect a person. Water treatment processes in towns and cities might completely recycle all water supplied to homes and places of work. Though all the physical pollutants may be removed, the information fields from the pollutants still remain, and, like in the dilution process used in homeopathy, may have even stronger effects. Modern science maintains that the water structure of each person's body is identical to the structure of the water in the place where they were born. Therefore, our internal connection to our place of birth is preserved throughout our life. In the human brain, prayer and intention happen at a frequency which matches the Schumann pulse of the planet, which is 7.83 Hz. Since water is so sensitive to human emotions, make sure you use your intent to transmute any bad vibrations in your food or drink into positive ones. You can do this with a pendulum, or you can simply focus your thoughts. The principle's the same as saying grace before meals. If you have positive thoughts and project them towards your food and drink, you'll be taking in positive energy. By contrast, if you project negative vibrations, you're polluting your own bodies. Water, no matter where it is, can react to the outside stimulus of any other portion of that same structured water, no matter its location. In other words, if you take home a bottle of water from a lake you visited and bless it, the water in the lake becomes blessed. These identical waters can be imprinted with very subtle energy. And this is a quantum physics principle called action at a distance. Dr. Masaru Emoto, in his book Messages from Water, claims that the molecular structure of water can be changed just by sticking positive or negative words on the outside of the container. Hate causes an ugly rearranging of molecules, and love does the opposite. Can it be that in some magical way these words are understood by the water? I believe it's much more likely that the thoughts of the writer were imprinted on the words, and it's this imprint that's picked up by the liquid. Thus, the resonant signature of cures for any ailment can be called up by the human mind using the principle of quantum entanglement. Once a mind has locked onto the target, it sends an intention to cure, and this intention is transmitted to the recipient. Water is the source of life and the most valuable substance on the planet. Our body can work effectively only if it gets the necessary amount of water and minerals. That 70% water that the body contains must be retained for optimal health. Thus, besides being essential for dowsers, keeping ourselves properly hydrated is an essential for wellness. Dehydration is a severe medical condition that can cause a wide range of health problems. The importance of drinking enough water gained almost global recognition after the publication of a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water by Dr. Batman Gelidge. Based on 20 years of clinical and scientific research into the role of water in the body, the book explains a breakthrough discovery that unintentional chronic dehydration, or UCD, produces stress, chronic pains, and many painful degenerative diseases. Dry mouth is not the only sign of dehydration. If you're thirsty, it's too late. Your body's already suffered some internal negative effect. Dr. Batman Gelidge had been held for years as a political prisoner in Iran. As the only doctor, he was ordered by the guards to treat all the illnesses among his fellow inmates. But there were no drugs available. When a man was brought to him with severe stomach ulcers and in great pain, Dr. Batman Gelidge tried to comfort the man by pretending that he had a cure. He told the man to drink a glass of water every few hours. To his astonishment, the man's pain receded and the ulcer eventually healed. When the doctor was arraigned before the judge prior to his execution, he asked if his notes could be passed on to the medical profession. The judge was so impressed by the doctor's researches that he commuted the death sentence to a further period in prison, and Dr. Batman Gelidge continued his work. When the time came for his release, he begged the judge to allow him to stay to complete his research. This was granted, and when he was eventually freed, he took his discoveries to America, where he wrote his book. He claimed that drinking the correct amount of water each day would prevent and reverse conditions such as allergies, heartburn, back pain, arthritis, colitis, migraine headaches. It would also combat premature ageing and help weight loss. The doctor recommended a person drink half the amount each day that the body weighed in ounces. In other words, if you weigh 140 pounds, you should drink 70 ounces of water each day, about 8 average glasses. Healing processes in our body are impossible without water. Our body has a unique healing ability, but it needs at least 70% water to function efficiently. Our brain is about 80% water and is a vital organ that controls every process in the body. The electrical signals are sent and received through our nervous system to help the brain do its job. Distortion of the electrical signals is linked to such disorders as chronic fatigue, Alzheimer's disease, attention deficit disorder, depression. We all know that water is essential for life. However, probably because of its abundance and simple chemical composition, we often regard this tasteless and odourless substance as being important but quite simple and ordinary. Scientifically, it's the exact opposite. It appears to show extremely complex and unusual behaviour. It's the most studied substance on Earth, yet scientists are still puzzling over its strange properties. Even the best computers we have today cannot simulate all of the different properties of water. The strangeness of water starts with the fact that it exists at all. Water, being composed of two fairly light atoms, hydrogen and oxygen, should be in the gas phase at the usual temperature ranges that exist in our world. But, compared to similar substances, it melts about 100 degrees above the expected melting point, and it boils about 150 degrees above the expected boiling point. The research is that it's the only material that exists naturally on Earth in all three forms, as ice, liquid and vapour. What is even more astonishing is the fact that most of these anomalous properties of water are absolutely crucial for life. Now, I'm going to ask the question, why do I have this pain? Besides dowsing, whether you're taking in the right amount of water or if your balance of minerals or vitamins is okay, health dowsing can mean a lot more. It can help us find the cause of any health issue and, following on from that, the cure. There are both tangible and intangible causes for ill health. Tangible reasons include not enough exercise, not enough water, food intolerances, toxins, incorrect balance of vitamins and minerals, wrong food and nutrition, and many other causes. You can douse for the cause and what you should do about it. For instance, on the subject of exercise, try dowsing these questions. Taking everything into consideration, what would be the best form of exercise to meet my body's current needs? Walking? Cycling? Swimming? How often per week? Once? Twice? Every day? What would be the optimal length of time for each session? 20 minutes? Half an hour? An hour? Am I drinking enough water? Dr. Batman Gelidge, the aforementioned world-renowned authority on the health benefits of drinking water, says there is no system or function of the body not pegged to the flow of water. And here's a reminder. He recommends drinking half your body weight in ounces every day. Dowse. For optimal health, what are my body's current daily needs for pure drinking water? More than half a litre? More than a litre? Would my current health condition benefit from an additional intake of water? Bottled water, tap water? Are there any significant levels of toxins in this water that would be detrimental to my health? More than 10%? 20%? And so on. And what about food intolerances? In today's world, more and more people are suffering from allergies and food intolerances, said to be due to stress, work and family pressures, genetically modified crops, pollution, etc., etc. If you want to know what's good for you, douse for it. Compile a list of different foods, dairy products, fish, meat, eggs, vegetables, etc., and check out if your body shrinks in horror when you're about to savour a mouthful of your favourite food. It's said that humans often crave what the body should reject. As a psychic, you must learn to listen to your body. What about toxins? Toxins can come from food or water, from chemicals used to grow or prepare food, and even from the air that we breathe. Air can sometimes contain methane and carbon monoxide, vehicle and factory emissions, tobacco products, crop sprays. Water can contain anything from chlorine, bleach, ammonia, and even over-the-counter and prescription medications. Food has additives, or is highly processed, or has been genetically modified. And not to forget chemical ingredients in food recipes such as food dyes, Red 40, and flavourings. In fact, chemicals are in everyday foodstuffs because of pesticide residue, particularly on non-organic peaches, strawberries, apples, nectarines, bell peppers, celery, cherries, lettuce, grapes, and pears. Mercury, floating about in our oceans and ingested by the fish we eat, is especially toxic. So, am I toxic? Dowse for the answer. Is my body currently carrying a toxic load detrimental to my optimal health? Are there any toxins in my body compromising my immune system? Are there any toxins in my body which are causative factors behind my current health condition? What is the source of these toxins? Find a list off the internet and douse it. On a scale of 0 to 10, how toxified is my body currently? There are 5 major sources of toxins. They're pollution, mould, pesticides, toxins in water, and food additives. Besides the above, ill health can be caused by vitamin or mineral deficiency. Dowse, have I the right balance of minerals and vitamins? Am I deficient in any minerals? If yes, which minerals? Compile a checklist. How many supplements should I take daily or weekly? How often should I check my deficiency? Daily, weekly, monthly? Do I need to take any vitamin supplements? Which ones? Again, compile your own list. You might be wondering what all this has got to do with honing your psychic abilities. Well, to be a good psychic, you need to have a general wellness and feeling of well-being. Otherwise, your psychic skills won't work efficiently. So far, we've been talking about the tangible causes of dis-ease. But there are also intangible reasons for ill health, and these are what the dowsing instrument is especially good at detecting. Intangible causes can be emotional, anger, fear, grief, anxiety, jealousy, hate. Mental, harassment, bullying, discrimination, intimidation, pessimism, negativity. Environmental, detrimental energies, geopathic and technopathic stress. Wow, such a lot to ponder on. Coming up in episode 12, how our energy bodies affect our physical health. We get our heads round distant healing, and we meet the magic black box that's yours if you want it. And don't forget, you don't need to take notes of all this precious info, because it's all in my book, Douse Your Way to Psychic Power, available on Amazon or any online retailer. Let's meet again at episode 12.